Yorkton. The Parlor Barbershop in Yorkton is becoming not only a locale for haircuts but also for live music. The shop has already hosted a handful of shows, and they continue along that path Sunday, February 4, with Belle Plaine set to perform. A barbershop might not seem like a music venue, but it intrigued Belle Plaine. I reached out to Sean, Crabe Petkow, about the show because I'd heard about his venue through Jeffrey Straker. He performed at the Parlor in 2023, she told Yorkton This Week, adding it sort of fit in with other shows she has done. I've done a lot of house concerts over the years and this isn't so different. The venue certainly has the performer up close with the audience, but Belle Plaine said that is fine with her. I'm comfortable in most settings singing because singing is what brings me comfort, she said. I've been dreaming of a quaint show at Parlor Barbershop for several months now. I don't think it will disappoint. So, what does the venue offer audiences that is different? I love a space that has a specific purpose and feel to it. A little part of me is hoping someone will get their ears lowered while I'm playing, offered Belle Plaine. The show, like most, adjusts to fit not just the venue but the musicians involved. I'll be performing with Bryn Bess in Yorkton, noted Belle Plaine. When I have a drummer and a bassist, the songs, of course, have more drive. Performing as a duo already is a vast difference from the band's sound. Bryn and I focus on songs that highlight our harmonies. There are few experiences as pleasing as hearing two voices sing together in the tension that harmony offers. Fans will hear some new music too. New things that I've written, as well as new takes on old songs of mine and some fresh approaches to songs sung by Dolly Parton, Emmylou Harris and other artists who I have a tender heart for, promised Belle Plaine. In general, people should expect stories told through song, said Belle Plaine. Well, I'm a storyteller. The songs are stories, in between songs are stories, she said. I want folks to feel like they're out for a beer or a coffee date with me. People can expect to hear stories about my connection to the prairies and tales about my family. My style is a roots brand of country music, but my love of Joni Mitchell and Peggy Lee tends to poke its head out from time to time too.